For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. It is good to be with you. My name is Stephanie, or Reverend Stephanie, if you prefer. I am still pretty new to St. Paul's, so there are a lot of you that I've not met yet. And because I'm new, this past Sunday was my first experience of the famous St. Paul's Nativity Pageant. It was a fabulous pageant. Congratulations to all who were involved, young and old and in between. I have seen a lot of nativity pageants in my day, and yours was definitely one of the best. Years ago, I lived in New York City while I went to school to learn to be a priest. The name of the school is General Seminary. One of the great things about living in New York, if you're studying to become a priest, is that there are so many churches to visit. I remember visiting a church named the Church of Saint Mary the Virgin. That is its official name, but it has a nickname. It's often called Smoky Mary's because they use so much incense. The time that I am thinking of, the time that I visited, was not Christmas Day. It was another day, a feast day when we honor Mary, and I was in a church named after her. So it was very special. So I'll ask the children who were in the pageant, you do know who Mary was, right? Yeah, I think you do. She was Jesus' mother. So even though it wasn't Christmas when I visited, the preacher told a story about a Christmas pageant in his sermon. I guess you could say his sermon was about Mary. The preacher said that when he first became a priest, he was put in charge of a church where he did not know anybody. He was still new, like me, when Christmas rolled around. Now, this church had a tradition that Mary was always one of the second grade girls from the Sunday school. And this year, his first year, there was a bumper crop of second grade girls. So many little girls who all wanted to be Mary. Well, only one little girl could be Mary, right? So finally, the person in charge of the pageant said to the priest, well, you're gonna have to make the decision. You're gonna have to be the one to choose. He didn't want to be that person. He did not want to disappoint all the little girls who were not chosen. And so finally he said, well, give me a couple of days. Let me think about this. And the day came, and everyone was waiting to hear who had been chosen. And the priest said, you can all be Mary. Can you imagine? All those little Marys running around the halls. Imagine the innkeeper when Joseph knocked at the inn. I really don't have room for all of you. Do you know why Jesus was born as a human baby? God chose to be born just like us and to live among us because God loves us. I heard someone once say that Jesus, the baby born at Christmas, that Jesus is the spilled over love of God. God's love for us was so great that it could not be contained in heaven and spilled over into a stable in Bethlehem. God came to us in Jesus to show us that there is a better way to live. Some call that better way the way of love. Well, do you know why the priest decided that all the little girls could be Mary? He said that Mary had a special job to allow the baby Jesus to grow inside her until he was ready to be born. Mary even has a special name, Theotokos, the God-bearer, the one who carries God inside her. The priest said that all the girls could be Mary, and indeed, we could all be Mary, even the boys and men among us, because we can all carry Jesus inside us. How do we carry Jesus inside us? By loving each other, by forgiving those who hurt us, by sharing with those who are cold or hungry, by being a friend to those who are lonely or in need, by remembering that God, Emmanuel, is always with us. We can become God-bearers by letting the light of Christ shine in us and through us at Christmas and always. Mary became Theotokos, the God-bearer, because she said yes to God. We can say yes, too. We can all be Mary. Merry Christmas.